Erevin Perak Yud Mishneh Gimel Hayakar Besefer Alei Skupa. The person's reading from a sefer. Now the sfarim that we're talking about, a sefer, is the way that we have sifrei Torah. That's how their regular sfarim work. Lav Dafka means a sifrei kodesh. Stam means a book. Guy's reading on Shabbos a book, and he's sitting on his skupa. Skupa is like a threshold, a little patio. But this patio, this threshold, is right in front of the pesach of the house, and it has the dimensions of a karmelis. So it's 3 tvachim from the ground, but it's not yet 10 tvachim from the ground. It's 4 tvachim wide. So it's a din of a karmelis. Niskagala say from Yodo, if the scroll, the book, rolled from his hand, so one end of the book rolled, he's still holding on to the other part of the scroll. Goylelo etzlo. He can then pull and roll it back to himself. Why is that? Because even if it fell out of his hand, then he would pull it back to him, so he'd be then going from a Shus HaRabim to a Karmelis. And if a person carries from a Shus HaRabim to a Karmelis, that's only also Midar Abonim, Midar Raisa. A Karmelis is a din of a Makum Ptur. He would not be Chayev. However, Hayakar b'Roish HaGag, if he's sitting on top of his roof, which we know is a Rishus HaYachid, v'nisgalgal ha-sefer miyodo, and the sefer rolls down from his hand, ad shelo higiel asar tvachim, as long as it does not reach 10 tvachim from the ground, goylo letzlo, he can roll it back to himself. Mishigiel asar tvachim, however, if it reaches, after it rolls and falls from his hand, he knows he's still holding it, but the other part of the scroll rolls from his hand, and it falls to 10 tvachim, Hoifcho alaksav. He can't do anything because it's less than 10 tvachim from the ground. He now has to turn it over on its side. There's nothing else he can do. When we say that it reaches 10 tvachim from the ground, it has to rest on something. It can't just be straggling in the air because we do not hold, like Rabbi Kiva's Shita, Kluta Kamisha Hunchadam, is something that's suspended in the air, is as if it's on the ground, like the Taisi Santif explains, like we've had in the past. Rather, you do need something that's nach in order to be chayiv. And the only time that we're going to be gozer, that you are not allowed to pull it back to yourself, is in a situation that if you would pull it back to yourself, you'd be chayv, but you need a hanocha here. So Gemara answers that we're dealing with a case where it was resting, and we're dealing with a case where when it fell out of his hand, when part of it fell out of his hand and rolled down, it rolled down on a slope. Let's say he's sitting on a roof and it rolled down on the house. The house, let's say, like the roof slanted down and that's the way it rolled. And then eventually it rested. If it rested on a part of the slope that was less than 10 tvachim from the ground, and the ground is Rishus HaRabim, that area, on the Chor, it's Rabim Mechatfin Alav, it's an area of Rishus HaRabim, where people constantly use it for Rishus HaRabim. Otherwise, it's also Karmelis. But if it's that kind of area, then it would be in a Makum that's Rishus HaRabim. And if he would pull it back, even though right now there's no Isser Midir Raisa, because he's still holding on to one part of the scroll, but if he would carry it back, if it would have left his hand, it would be Asmi Deraisa. So too, we're going to be Geyser, even if it doesn't leave his hand. This, by the way, is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, as the Gemara explains. So it's missing that part. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's not resting, then you're Potter. As the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilo Ein Mesulak Min Haaretz El Kamloi Machat, even if it's suspended from the ground, it's not touching the ground, it's only suspended, and the distance between the scroll and the ground is only the length of a needle, Geyler let slow, he can still pull it back, because it's not touching the ground. But if it rests on the slope, even if it's less than 10 tvachim from the ground, he would not be able to pull it back up. He would have to turn it to its side, that it's not such a bizayon, but he can't do anything. However, last sheet is Rabbi Shimon Omer Afilu Ba'aretz Atzmo Golelo Atzlo. Even if it actually lands on the ground, you can still pull it up. Lamaisa, by pulling it up right now, you're not doing an Issa D'Araisa. You're trying to save a sefer. I guess we're dealing dafka with some type of sifrei kodesh, according to Rabbi Shimon. Even if it's resting on the ground, you can pull it back to yourself. This is not a D'Araisa to pull it back, because you're still holding on to one of the edges, so it never really left you, and it's just a shvus. And when it comes to sifrei kodesh, to kisvei hakodesh, there's no shvus that stands in the way of kisvei hakodesh, and therefore you're allowed to pull it back. This is also Rabbi Shimon's shita in Shabbos by Kol Kisvei about fires lo aleinu, about saving sifrei Torah. We do remember that Rabbi Shimon's shita there is he holds melacha shenet zvich luguf as potter by putting out a fire. That's why he says it over there. Here it's tam shvus. There's no putting out fires over here. There's no melacha shenet zvich lugufa. This would be a melacha if he would drop it totally. Nevertheless, right now there's no melacha done. It's a shvus, and Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to kisvei hakodesh, he's mekel. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon.